It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the telephone, I have Brady Bradford. He's the director of the Southeast Utah Health Department. Carbon County has now moved to a moderate transmission level. Well, what does that mean? That's what we're going to talk to Brady about and see if there's big changes that are coming or just subtle changes that we'll have to look at. And then again, what does this mean? What's the next step to get to that low transmission level? Brady, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Dave. Thank you for asking.
All right. So let's get down to it. What does the moderate level mean for Carbon County?
Well, what I've been telling people really is it's kind of like a positive reinforcement for the most part. There aren't a whole lot of really big changes, but it does let us know that the thing, that the trends, the things that are happening, the things we're doing are starting to make a difference, and there's not as many people out in the community that are infected with COVID, whether we know it or not. So really, that's the main thrust of it, is we're doing good things, and it's helping us out. And make some changes for, like, our restaurants and bars. Bars can increase their capacity to 75% of capacity. Restaurants are, as we talked a little bit before, they have been required to space tables. Now they're just encouraged to do so. There are a few changes for sporting events at our school district events. They can have more people attending those indoor events right now as well. One thing it doesn't change, there's still a mask requirement in place and still social distancing encouraged. People can gather informally in up to groups of up to 25 people, but we'd still encourage, you know, being really smart about those gatherings.
And I think that's a really big thing as far as the indoor gatherings for sporting events with state basketball happening this weekend. But it really, going back to what you were saying, it's really more of a positive enforcement to show that what we're doing right now is working. And the next step or the next level is to that low transmission level. And what are some of the metrics that they look at as far as getting us to that low transmission level?
So we will need the percent positivity on our testing to continue to drop. And that's trended very nicely over the last couple of weeks. We're, you know, right around 10% now on the person-over-person metric. On the test-over-test, it's even lower than that. So it'll need to drop a couple more percentage points. And then the number of active cases we have in our community needs to drop below 225 cases per 100,000. So right now, just for reference, we're at about 250 cases per 100,000 active cases at the moment in Carbon County. So just have a few more positive cases, fewer positive cases coming in, and that'll help there. Then there's a metric that is just measured statewide. Of course, that's, you know, what percent of our ICUs are being utilized statewide, and it's still about 80% statewide, and that needs to drop below 72.
Okay, and I guess the other question also is that we need to look at is we're as you said, we're headed in the right direction for this thing, and things seem to start slowly becoming and getting under control. Is there anything on the horizon, anything like that, that you would think may cause things to go up? Are we looking at holidays? Are we looking at holiday weekends? Are we looking at, like, spring break for the kids that's coming up in the end of March? Are there things out there on the horizon that could increase those numbers?
Certainly there are. It's hard. It's been hard with COVID to really commit to anything because things change so fast. I'm very optimistic about the outlook. Spring break would be one to really pay attention to. A great part of that is we'll be outside a lot more in our interactions. You know, the sporting events are outside. It's warmer. We'll be interacting more. And there's just not a huge risk of transmission outside, though it still does exist a little bit. More people vaccinated through the month of March, and those are all really good things. But it's not time to claim victory yet, certainly. One thing I forgot to mention, everyone's probably heard of the COVID variants, which it looks like the vaccine's effective against them, but that could bump up the number of cases we have before people get vaccinated as well. So that's one thing to think about.
All right. So it's really a pat on the back for us doing what we've been doing and have heard things getting better. But as far as wholesale changes, there's none really on the horizon for that, and we've got to get to that low transmission level, and our numbers are trending the way that they should to get to that thing. Now, once again, is this another one of those things where they will reevaluate in 2 weeks, or can they do it at any time?
They reevaluate every Wednesday. So.
Okay, so we'll be keeping an eye on that. Everybody just stay diligent and keep doing what you're doing. Brady, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We appreciate it. And, be safe out there.
Thank you. You too, Dave.
All right, take care. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.